Hey guys, this is Bluis from TuneIn Chat. This recording is not a pirated Art Bell show. I repeat, this is not a pirated Art Bell show. I recorded the second and third hour since Steve Chaga and I were guest judges on Friday, August 28th, 2015, and Mike Spent, yet another TuneIn Chatter, called into the show with a wicked transvestite tale of woe. So it's nothing more than an audio drop so we can share our voices between Dark Matter, Digital Network TuneIn Chatters. Nothing more. If you're in search of current Art Bell, Midnight in the Desert, Dark Matter, Digital Network audio, then please subscribe to Art Bell's Time Traveler membership subscription service through darkmatterdigitalnetwork.com, where you can travel back in time and listen to previously aired Midnight in the Desert episodes while supporting Art Bell's show. Buen provecho.
Exclusively on the Dark Matter Digital Network, Midnight in the Desert, with Art Bells. Now, here's Art.
Here I am. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to very quickly, I think, thank our jurors. They have been wonderful. And we're going to impanel another jury. So let me, this. And I want to say thank you, jurors. You have been all wonderful. And I appreciate your having, sat in judgment.
Thanks, Art.
Right, thank you all.
Thanks for having us.
Right, take care. Right. All right. There we go. So now I'm going to impanel another jury. This will just take but a moment, and then we'll get the break out of the way. Let's start with you, whoever you are. Brandon?
Is this me?
It is you.
Well, hi, my name is Sharon. I'm calling from Winnipeg, Canada. And Art Bell, is this the night where people can just call in and talk about anything?
Well, no, it isn't, hon. We're looking for jurors.
You're looking for jurors?
Yes.
For
To judge people's, stories.
Oh, well... what I'll do is, because I have two ears and one mouth, maybe I'll listen.
Okay, so you want to be a juror?
Sure.
Okay, all right. You are now juror number one, so you have to sort of be silent and listen to the stories, okay?
Yes.
I now christen you juror number one. In Kansas City, do we have a juror here? Hello?
Oh, is that me?
That's you, yes.
Oh, I was calling up with a story.
Okay, well, no, this is for jurors.
I'll be a juror.
You will, huh? Okay, what is your first name?
Steve Chaga.
No.
Steve.
Steve. All right, you can be a good juror, Steve. You haven't had too much to drink.
You know it. I've got my detector on.
I don't know it, but I'll take your word for it for the moment, anyway. All right. So, Wells Fargo or something like that?
Oh, hey, hi, Mrs. Lewis.
Lewis?
Hey, yes.
You're going to be a juror, Lewis?
Yes, juror.
Are you a fair person?
I am a fair person.
Okay, that's enough. See how easy it is. One more. I need one more. Hello there. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, what is your first name, please?
Ed.
Ed? Can you be a
yes,
good
sir.
Juror, Ed?
Yes, I can, sir.
You can afford to hang on through the hour and judge people?
I sure can.
All right. We now have our, let's see here, we now have our four jurors. Sharon, Steve, I'm glad we finally got a female, Lewis, and Ed. So the stories will be coming up in a moment. Right now, we're going to take the break so we get it out of the way. From the high deserts in the great American Southwest, this is Justice. Sort of. If you're coming in on Skype, you better have a good story.
I wonder dreaming when it hit. All alone in my bed night.
Ever get that feeling you're being watched online? Well, you are. What can you do about it? The answer is simple. Secure and encrypt your internet connection. How are you going to do that? Again, the answer is simple. With ProXPN.com. ProXPN is easy to use and works on both PC and Mac. With ProXPN, you can torrent with complete anonymity and bypass regional blocks on sites such as Netflix. ProXPN also works with your iOS or Android device. And best of all, ProXPN has zero logging. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no record of your online activity. And as a benefit to you, the listener, ProXPN is offering 50% off the life of your membership simply by using the coupon code BELL50 at checkout. So head on over to ProXPN.com and use the coupon code BELL50, that's B-E-L-L and the number 50, to enjoy 50% off the life of your membership and start securing your internet today.
I'm trying to make a funny ad, but my wife rolls her eyes and laughs. If you can't tell, this is Bob Crane. The internet sometimes has its buffering problems, but it has changed the radio industry forever. So I would like to spell radio backwards and call it OIDAR for Original Incredible Digital Audio Radio. That's where C-Crane comes in. If you have an unstable or weak Wi-Fi signal, C-Crane can make it strong. The Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3 can detect a Wi-Fi network hundreds of feet away and boost the signal to make your connection reliable. It plugs into your computer's USB port, it has easy-to-install software, and you have C-Crane support.
For details, search C-Crane Wi-Fi Overview. That's C-Crane Wi-Fi Overview. Also, check out our powerful repeater to create your own high-power hotspot for all electronic devices. Call C-Crane anytime at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or at C-Crane.com. We're light years ahead.
In the high desert, this is Midnight in the Desert with Art Bell. Please ring Art's Bell at 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
Okay, we're doing truth or trash. You can make up a story, you can lie your butt off if you want to, or you can tell an absolutely true story, but it should be wild no matter what it is. I'm still thinking of the cat falling out of the tree into the... Anyway. All right, we've got our jury, Sharon, Steve, Lewis, and Ed, and now come the storytellers. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. If you're at a computer, just get good and close to the microphone, please.
How's this?
Good.
Very good. Good evening, everybody.
Evening.
Here's my story. This happened... It's been quite a few years now since this happened, but it was quite a remarkable evening. I was living with a gal at the time, and it was just a normal summer evening. I was lying on the bed, and she was going back and forth between the bathroom and the entrance to the room. We were having a conversation, and so she was leaning against the door, and we were talking about nothing in particular, and all of a sudden... out of this corner of my eye, I see this ball of light. It was about the size of between the size of a marble and a golf ball. It was brilliant, and it looked like a miniature sun. It came streaming in through the window. It slammed into the wand of the mini blind, which was the mini blind on the window,
right,
and sent it flying up. And then it ricocheted a couple of times, it disappeared into the floor. Meanwhile, the mini blind was just left swinging back and forth. So there was a literal physical effect from this ball of light. Mind you, there was no... I know about ball lightning. There was no weather in the area that night. It was a clear night.
Okay, did your girlfriend see all this?
We saw it, too. We both saw it, and we were both left with our mouths agape at what we had just witnessed.
And there is your story, right?
That's my story to this day. I don't know what what caused it.
All right. Sharon, Sharon, do you think that's truth or trash? Sharon? Where is Sharon? Guess we lost Sharon.
I'm here.
Oh, you are there. When you got to be there, Sharon, when we call you. Truth or trash, Sharon?
I would say it's trash.
Oh, trash, really? Okay. Steve?
There is your story.
We're talking it over with the tune-in chat room. They say trash.
Trash. Okay, Lewis?
I say trash. It sounds like he believes it, but, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ed?
Trash as well.
Trash, okay. Well, I'm afraid they don't quite believe you, Jim. So what is the truth? Is it truth or trash?
It's 100% true. Witnessed by two people.
Yeah.
Absolutely and completely true.
You got them. All right, congratulations. That's amazing. Okay, well, maybe this jury is just not made up of what the other jury was. Let me bring the jury back. Somebody's got an awful lot of noise in the background. Who's that?
That must be me, Art.
Okay. Oh, really? I hate to eliminate the only female on the jury. I really do, but there's so much noise coming from you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's better now.
Oh.
Okay, so all right, we're gonna let you stay on the jury for now, Sharon, all right?
Okay.
All right, stay right there. Okay, let's go to our next storyteller, who would be Richard.
Hey, Art.
Oh, my God. Now, you've got a lot of noise.
Yeah, I'm driving a truck in Montana. If it's not good, I'll let you go.
Well, how good is your story, Richard?
Well, it's pretty good. I'll make it really quick.
Okay, good.
Me and a friend were working for a place putting in cell phone towers. We're pouring a concrete base.
Yes.
And we couldn't get the concrete trucks up there, so we were flying it up with helicopters. And so about halfway through the day, my friend's pulling the handle on the bucket to release it.
Right.
So his finger gets wedged in there, and he grabs on with the other hand, and the helicopter goes up, and so he just grabs on, and then the handle releases about 10 foot in the air. But he just kept hanging on, and he got up about 500 foot in the air before we could let the helicopter know he was on there.
Oh, my God, and he's hanging, wait a minute, he's hanging from his finger?
Well, not from his finger, he grabbed on with both hands.
Both hands, but he's hanging onto the helicopter 500 feet in the air.
Right. And we let the kid know that had a radio to talk to him if there was somebody on there, and so he just kind of stopped and let him down, and my friend got down to the ground, jumped off, and ran back up the hill, and we just kept working the rest of the day, but I wish I had a video of it. It was crazy.
All right. Well told. Jury, Sharon, truth or trash?
Well, I'm going to say truth because he's being specific.
Okay. Very specific. Steve?
It's a very interesting story, but I think he's pulling my finger. I would say trash.
Trash. Okay. Lewis?
I'm going to say trash as well.
Trash. Okay. And Ed?
I'm going to say truth. It was very specific.
It's a
so,
very split jury.
The benefit of the doubt.
Okay, well, there you have it. All right, thank you, jury. It's a split decision, my friend, to say truth, to say trash. What, in fact, is the truth?
It's absolutely true, and my bosses were scared the BLM guy was going to find out, run us off.
Oh, man, what a story. All right, Richard, you're really in a truck?
I'm really in a truck, here.
Unbelievable. Hey, listen, get on the CB and let them know we're back.
I don't have CBs. I got cell phones now.
What kind of truck doesn't have a CB? Okay, all right. Thank you, Richard.
All right.
See you later. That's amazing that we get people like that on a truck. That is really cool. All right, let's try Tyler, I think. Hello, Tyler.
Hello, Art.
Hello. Speak up a little bit.
Sorry, I was turning my radio off.
That's good. You're good now.
Okay, quick story. Starts back when I was 14. Me and my buddy would go camping at his dad's kind of boathouse on a lake.
Right.
Pretty short distance from our city.
Right.
Anyway, the way it started was, you know, adolescent boys would like to stay up at night and just kind of walk the camp trails. We thought we were tough, you know, without flashlights or lanterns, anything like that. Sorry, I'm still, like, just thinking about it kind of gets me going again.
That's all right.
But we're walking, it's, you know, moonlit night, and we're just kind of, you know, BSing while we're doing it. From all of a sudden, we see in between the trees and the path, we see a large figure jump from tree to tree.
From tree to tree?
Kind of like when you see one of those monkeys in
yes.
National Geographic just launching right. back and forth.
Right.
We basically just get startled because we don't know what it is. And then all of a sudden, we just see two, I mean, I'm not kidding you, Art, two red eyes staring at us
okay.
from the top of the tree.
You know I hate red eyes.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm there with you, buddy. And it just started emitting some kind of mix between a howl and hiss. And it just, basically at that point, we just hightailed it, stumbling through the dark, barely making it back to the campsite, and just, you know, commenced to try and get a shred of sleep for the rest of the night. But just still, I laid in my sleeping bag, pretty much what you would do when you just zip it over your face and
uh-huh.
pretend like it's not there. And the next morning, the park ranger came around, you know, checking on the sites and everything, and said that there had been a lot of commotion last night. And sorry, it's just kind of hard to put it. Basically, there were some animal remains that had kind of looked like a predator had attacked it.
Well, and, I'm glad that they weren't remains of your buddies.
Yeah, myself included as well. But that's my story. I mean,
right.
I've been out in the wilderness before. I know what a cougar sounds like because
right.
we have a lot of them in our area. And I can tell you for sure, Art, that was not a cougar
okay.
at all.
All right. No, it's a good story, actually. All right, jury. Sharon, what did you think of that, truth or trash?
Well, a darn good story, but something's telling me, I want to say it's true, but I'm going to say false.
Okay, trash. Steve?
Trash. I'm leaning towards true. I think you saw a big musky ape out there. I think you're saying true.
True. Okay. Yeah. Lewis?
I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt and say that it's true just because I've seen some weird stuff while I'm out camping, so I feel you, man.
Whatever it was big, that's for sure.
Yes.
All right, Ed?
I'm going to go with trash. There was a lot of hesitation in his voice as he was telling the story, so either he was making it up as he was going or it was nervousness.
So we have a split jury. I guess under normal circumstances, you have to let people like that go. However... let's bring him back and find out, is it truth or is it trash?
Oh, it was completely trash, Hard.
Ha, 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 ha. You got him. You got him good, too. At least two of them. All right. Thank you very, very much for the story.
Thanks, Hard.
And take care. Well told. You see, it can be an absolute lie. You don't have to tell the truth here. If you've got something good enough, well, yeah, sure, let it fly. But if you want to make something up, this is the time for lying. I believe it's Tom. Hello, Tom. T-H-O-M? Tom? Yeah, go on. All right, too bad. Let's see. Manila Thriller.
You got him.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, turn off your device, please.
I will, Art.
Okay.
Thanks, Art.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right, good. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Burbank, California.
Burbank. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Do you have a story?
I sure do.
All
yeah,
right. Let her rip.
Story. It's a true story. You guys
okay.
are going to hear the truth tonight.
All right. Well,
okay.
I mean,
so
how can
Art,
we know?
Can relate to this, and I'll keep it PG.
Okay.
I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
We were cruising through the Sunset Strip looking for some action at 17, me and my cousins and some friends. And we saw these two beautiful girls walking down the street that were over 6 foot tall with their heels on. And they were done up. So, you know, we circled around a couple times and we started chatting up to them. So they took us back to a hotel. And, you know, there was four of us. We're all 17, 18, 19 like that. I was 17.
There were four of you?
There were four of us.
Two of them.
Two women.
And they checked you to the hotel?
You know, they weren't threatened. We weren't threatened by them. So,
okay.
You know, we're just looking to have a good time. It's a long time ago.
I get
it. And so, you know, they were actually business people, you know, business ladies. So I got my choice. So I picked Portia. And Portia took me over to her part of the room, and we did our thing. And, you know, I felt really good about myself. I was like, I was like, wow, this is, you know, I mean, she was gorgeous, like being with a Playboy bunny. And I was like, dang, I felt good. So then, you know, I went and waited in the living room, and, you know, we were all, a few hours went by, we're drinking with these girls and stuff. And all of a sudden, the other girl started going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, I can't believe it. And I was like, got kind of concerned. I'm like, what? She's like, I can't believe it, I can't believe it, I've known her forever, I can't. I said, what? She goes, I can't tell you, I can't tell you. And I'm like, what is it? She goes, it's a man. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wait.
It's
a man.
Like,
so who's the man? Portia?
Portia, the one I chose of the
oh
two
my
is 50-50, and I picked the man.
All right. All right, and that's your story.
That's my tranny tale.
All right, hold on. Oh, my Lord. yeah, I know. I agree with you, jury. Sharon, truth or trash?
Well, it's a bit too much information for me, but I'm going to trash it.
Trash. A story that good and you trash it. All right, Steve?
Well, it's hard for me to say. He's been hitting the chaga. I think it's true.
You think it's true?
I think he got buffaloed, yes.
Oh, brother. Lewis?
I'm going to say it's true just
true.
Because I know what happens on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Ed?
I'm going to say trash, and I hope it is for his sake, because why would you ever admit that anything like that? I'd take that from my grave.
I don't know. We're going to find out, though. So let's see. We've got trash, true, trash. Again, we're split. This jury splits a lot. All right. They're absolutely split, buddy, over your story. So I guess we have to ask you what – I'm going to bring the jury in.
Trendy talk.
Is it the truth or is it absolute trash?
Okay, Art, just let me preface. Okay, fast forward 25 years. I'm in France, going to the Moulin Rouge. Same thing happens. Two gorgeous.
No. No. You can't tell two stories.
No. So it's true, Art.
It's true?
It is a true story. And my nickname was Sunset for many years
All
after
right.
that.
Yeah, well. Jury, do you feel sorry for him?
No, I don't.
No.
It's the 21st century, Art. Anything goes.
Yeah, apparently so.
That's a good
thing. Ay, ay, ay. All right. I don't know what to do with that. <That's>... Oh, God. Let's go on to the next storyteller. This would be, it looks like a ham radio call letters or something. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Well, whatever you are, you have no audio, so I can't talk to you. Let's go to Ralph and say, hello, Ralph.
Hello.
Ralph, turn your device off.
I'm turning it off.
Okay.
Okay, got it off, yes.
Excellent. All right, do you have a story?
I sure do.
Still working on that last one. Okay, so proceed.
Okay.
Listen.
This happened about 20 years ago. I picked up a car for my daughter. She was going to school in Alabama. I lived in Georgia. There's a manual car driving the car from Alabama to Georgia. It's a four-lane highway.
Yes.
And it was a manual shift car.
Right.
And on the way there, it started to have problems. The clutch was giving me problems, so I pulled off the side of the road. And I just passed a town about, maybe a mile or so back, so I got out of the car and figured, I'll walk back towards that town, because I knew someone was behind me.
Right.
So anyways, all of a sudden, I turned around, and here's the car rolling down towards me.
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, if the wheels turn on the car for some reason, go across the two-lane highway. It was actually a four-lane highway. Go across the two lanes and ended up in the middle. So I don't know what made me turn around, but something made me turn around. So that's my story.
So your car it was on a hill, right?
Well, it's sort of on a hill, not a very big hill. It's pretty flat, but it was on a hill. But, you know, I know the clutch went out, and I thought I put it in gear when I pulled on the side of the road, but obviously I didn't, or it came out of gear, and it started rolling back towards me. So,
and then
I turned around and seen it coming. So
you saw your own car coming at you.
It
did a left or a right turn, went across two lanes, and stopped
to the left
in the middle.
And stopped in the middle, in the, like the ditch in the middle between the divided highway.
That's pretty weird. All right. Jury, what do you think? Sharon?
Well, I'm glad you turned around. I'm going to say this is a true story.
Okay. Steve?
Yep, I've done that same thing. After working all night, I was exhausted, and I didn't set the brake good or something. The car was rolling.
Okay. Huh? Lewis?
I'm going to say true as well.
Okay, and Ed?
I'll say true as well. Probably forgot to put the brake on.
All right, that is a that four jurors saying absolute truth. So what is it, caller? Truth or trash? Well?
I'm glad you took my call. Good talk to you again. I'm a fellow Trumpian.
Wait a minute. Is it truth, the story? Is it truth or trash?
Yeah. It's true.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call, and take care. Okay, well, the jury nailed that one. I think it was the way he told it. It was just sort of so matter-of-fact that I bought it. All right, let's go to John. Hello, John.
Hey, Art.
Extinguish your device.
Oh, I have.
Thank you. Somebody wrote a poem up on the website called Extinguish Your Device, I think. Anyway,
I saw it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I've been waiting here for about 15 minutes, just sitting here listening along and waiting to extinguish my device. So.
All right. Well, you have done so, and you have a story. Proceed.
Yes, I do. So about 2 years ago, I moved in to an apartment with my girlfriend, now my fiancé.
Ah.
But at the time, it was my girlfriend. And she had told me for months previous that she, at nighttime, she would see things randomly through the night. She would wake up and see things standing in the corner, and at one time she saw a man standing in the corner with a scarf on.
Hmm.
And I never thought of anything of it until it was probably about a month or two after we moved into an apartment together. I woke up one night and I felt something playing with my feet.
Yeah,
and
uh-huh.
So I freak out, right? And I jump up and I start swatting at something playing with my feet. And it felt like probably like, I would guess, a golf ball-sized mouse running over one foot under the other and going back over that foot under the other.
Hmm.
And so, of course, she thought I was just dreaming about it that night.
Yes.
And so as I'm swatting at my feet, she's telling me to calm down. And all I could think about was her telling me about how she saw things staring at her at nighttime, and I calmed down eventually. But right before I was about to go to sleep, I feel these things playing with my feet again. So I jump up and I start swatting at my feet again and freaking her out, freaking the dog out who sleeps between us. And since then I've woke up once before, once again, experiencing sleep paralysis and seeing this tall, dark being staring at me during sleep paralysis.
All right, well, now how can a jury judge this?
I mean, they really can. I mean, it's really me telling the story and them saying whether or not I'm full of it or not. But all I know for sure is I felt something playing with my feet night.
Rats on the feet. Right?
Right, right.
All right, so rats on the feet. Jury, very quickly, Sharon, you're laughing. Truth or trash?
I'm sorry. Well, John, I'm going to say it's, trash.
Okay, Steve.
It sounds really silly. It sounds like Elton John or something is playing with his feet. I'm going to say trash.
Yeah. Lewis?
Sounds like he has cockroach problems.
Yeah.
Trash.
Trash. Okay, and Ed?
I want to say truth because I believe he believes that happened, and there is a version of sleep paralysis where that can occur.
There is. All right. So is it truth or trash, caller?
Well, all I know is you're playing
truth or trash.
Philadelphia Freedom. It's truth.
All right,
this
truth.
John is being truthful with you.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. The second man to walk on the moon is teaming up with Florida Institute of Technology to develop a master plan for colonizing Mars within 25 years. Buzz Aldrin, age 85, took part in a signing ceremony on Thursday at the university, which is located in Melbourne, less than an hour's drive from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. The Buzz Aldrin Space Institute is set to open this fall. Aldrin, who followed Neil Armstrong onto the moon's surface on July 20, 1969, will serve as a research professor of aeronautics, as well as a senior faculty advisor for the institute. He is pushing for a Mars settlement for approximately 2040 after crafting a system of flights to take humans there in incremental steps. All right, it's time to put away that Ouija board and take out the pledge. Ghostbusters at Clarkson University in New York are investigating the link between indoor air quality and ghostly sightings. They say toxic mold can trigger psychosis, and that might cause you to see and hear things that go bump in the night. The more sensitive you are to mold, the more likely you may think you're up against a poltergeist. The ghost sightings are often reported in older built structures that may also suffer poor air quality. Similarly, some people have reported depression, anxiety, and other effects from exposures to biological pollutants in indoor air. The team is determined to find whether some reported hauntings may be linked to specific pollutants found in indoor air. The team plans to measure air quality in several haunted locations in upstate New York, including the Frederick Remington Art Museum in Ogdensburg, New York. And if the team returns, if they come back alive, they plan to publish the results of their findings.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the debt helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176.
According to former Canadian Minister of Defense, we have to be careful when dealing with alien beings. We could trigger an interstellar war. It looks like we need to watch what we're doing on planet Earth. Former Canadian Minister of Defense Paul Hellner has explicitly warned their military units to avoid shooting at UFOs. As Minister of Defense, he oversaw the drastic and controversial integration and unification of the Royal Canadian Navy, Canadian Army, and the Royal Canadian Air Force into a single organization, the Canadian Forces. His position gave him access to several classified documents, among which were those about extraterrestrial life and UFOs. Hellner believes that extraterrestrial species have visited our planet for thousands of years. He firmly believes that we're not the only intelligent species in the cosmos and believes that Earth has been visited by extraterrestrial beings for thousands of years. A former politician, writer, and commentator, he believes that alien beings still walk among us today. Hellner believes that testing and use of weapons of mass destruction has caught the attention of extraterrestrial civilizations across the cosmos. He says they are very much afraid that we might be stupid enough to start using atomic weapons again, and this would be very bad for us and for them as well. He says there are about 80 different species, and some of them look just like us, and they could walk down the street and you wouldn't know it if they passed right by you. He says they are what we called Nordic blondes, and also the tall whites, who were actually working with the U.S. Air Force in Nevada. He says then there's the short grays, as they're called, and they are the ones you see in most of the cartoons. They have very, very slim arms and legs, and they are very short, just a little over 5 feet tall. And they have a great big head and large brown eyes, according to Hellner. He says that each species is unique, having its own agenda. Some of them look like us, while other species are totally different, each one of them thinking differently. But Hellner also believes that the majority of extraterrestrial species that has visited Earth are benign, and that these species are here to help us develop as a civilization. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with a Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for sporting games, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best versatile water filtration system available. So effective, it filters raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter formulation removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces pharmaceutical drugs and heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your emergency kit or car for unexpected emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 and ask about the Art Bell special.
Ever get that feeling you're being watched online? Well, you are. What can you do about it? The answer is simple. Secure and encrypt your internet connection. How are you going to do that? Again, the answer is simple with ProXPN.com. ProXPN is easy to use and works on both PC and Mac. With ProXPN, you can torrent with complete anonymity and bypass regional blocks on sites such as Netflix. ProXPN also works with your iOS or Android device. And best of all, ProXPN has zero logging. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no record of your online activity. And as a benefit to you, the listener, ProXPN is offering 50% off the life of your membership simply by using the coupon code BELL50 at checkout. So head on over to ProXPN.com and use the coupon code BELL50, that's B-E-L-L and the number 50, to enjoy 50% off the life of your membership and start securing your internet today.
Midnight in the desert. To be part of the show, please call 1-952 call Art. That's 1-952-225-5278.
Well, all right, welcome back, everybody. This is hard. It's really hard because I had in mind to do it a whole different way. But in fact, we're going to do it. Don't worry. Let me be sure of my jury. I know Sharon, you're there, right?
Yes, sir.
And I think Lewis, you're there.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey,
and
Art.
We've got a new member, I think, Diane. Is that correct?
Yes, and I am from the Talking Art Bell Midnight in the Desert Facebook group.
Way to give a plug.
And it's a group of people, yes.
I know what they
and
are.
Dino is, yes, and Dino is still waiting to get through.
Okay. All right, and who's our other juror?
Ed, I'm still here.
Ed?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
All right, Ed. All right, that is our jury. Sharon, Lewis, Diane, and Ed. And here is our next story. It's going to come from Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow, it's amazing to be on air with you.
Well, that's what you should expect when you call.
Here's my story.
Well, okay, you got to get good and close to your microphone, Chris, and look for it on the computer. It'll be a little round hole there. You need to get right up to it.
I'm not using the computer. I'm using my Android.
Okay, in that case, you need to not be on the speakerphone.
Okay,
switch to being on the phone itself. That's very important, folks. You don't want to be on the speakerphone. You want to be on the phone. Well, looks like Chris dumped us by mistake, so sorry about that, Chris. Let's try Andy. Hello, Andy.
Yeah, I'm here.
You also are almost impossible to hear.
Can you hear me?
No, you're mostly not there, Andy, but thanks for trying. See, that's why I try to get people set up. Let's try Peter. Hello, Peter.
Wait. Can I pick up?
Peter, yes?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, we got you. Okay. Beautiful. Fantastic.
All right. Peter, talk directly into your device and turn off.
Yeah.
You've got me on speakerphone, don't you?
No, I got you on Skype right now.
Right, but it's on speakerphone, though.
Yes.
Turn it off and just talk into the phone.
Oh. Okay, talking to the phone.
Yes, the phone. Don't put us on speakerphone. That's...
I'm going to have to show on the phone running. Then I don't... Let me see. I don't know how to do this. Shoot. When I talk now...
All I can say is you're going to have to get...
Yeah. Okay.
See, it's all a big mess when we're on speakerphone.
You put me on speakerphone, don't you?
Just doesn't work.
No, I got you on Skype right now.
Okay, sorry, can't do that. See, that's a lesson, everybody. Do not put it on speakerphone. Talk directly into your phone. Hello, Mike. Trying for
yes,
Mike.
Yes, can you hear me, Art?
I hear you just fine, Mike. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Do you have a story?
Yeah. Yeah, my story is about my cat.
Okay.
It was many, many years ago, and I woke up crying, and my wife asked me, what's wrong? And I said, my cat, Kicker, Kicker as in punch and kick, my cat, Kicker, is dead.
Oh.
And I had just had a dream, and in my dream, I woke up crying. My wife asking me what's wrong. I said, my cat is dead. I run through the kitchen, the living room, put my knees on the couch, look out the front porch window, and in my dream, he's laying there dead. I wake up, picking up where I left off. She says that. I run through the kitchen, living room. I put my knees on the couch. I look out the window, and he's laying there exactly the way I saw him in the dream, and he's dead.
Oh, my God. That really is something. Okay, I'll let the jury go at that. Sharon, sad story. What do you think, true?
Well, as a jurist, can I ask a question?
Yes, absolutely, sure.
Okay, I want to ask him, how old was Kicker?
If I remember right, he was middle-aged, probably about 7, 6.
Okay. And when you saw him lying there dead, where was he exactly when you saw him as you were looking out the window?
Oh, right below the window. Right below the window on the front porch of the house.
Just like in the dream.
Just like
exactly
in
the dream.
Okay, I will give you a true story there, Mike.
Okay. Lewis?
I'm going to say that it's true just because it's a sad kitty story.
Boy, it is. It really is. Diane?
I would have to say it's true, too.
Oh. They're buying it. Ed?
I'll make it unanimous, true.
It is unanimous. All right. Now the absolute truth.
Uh-oh.
Or is it trash?
Okay. Unfortunately, Art, it is true. This actually happened.
Oh.
It was very sad for me.
Oh, that is sad and amazing also. Actually, so,
yeah,
all right.
One of the most amazing things that ever happened to me.
Yeah, amazingly sad, but thank you very much for the attempt. That's really pretty amazing and pretty awful. Huh. Pretty awful, I would say. Okay, let's go to Cal, K-A-A-L, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Hi, where are you, Cal?
South Africa, I'm the second caller.
Oh, that's right, okay, all right. Yes, go ahead if you have a story.
All right, this is the history of the moon, as I research the history of the moon.
I don't get it.
Okay, it starts 500,000 years ago.
Okay, we can't take the history of the moon, Cal. Not here.
Yes,
you have to have a story.
Yeah, that's why I asked. I knew you were not going to take it.
No.
Okay, then can I go to my second story then?
If you have an actual story, Cal.
Yes, this is an actual one from me.
Okay.
All right. Happened about 15, 20 years ago. I was staying with a friend in another town here. Stayed there for a year. It was nice with me. I managed to get some money. And then eventually I got my money and I said, all right, now I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to buy a beer. And so I went. I walked because I didn't have a car then. I walked about 15 minutes to get there just before the bar closed. I went in. I asked them for a beer. I was ready to buy. And then the manager turned around to me and said, sorry, we are closed. We just closed.
Yes.
And then... I got so angry, and I turned around to everyone and said, come on, how can it be? I walked 30 minutes to get here.
Yes.
I've got the bucks. Please give me a beer.
Yes.
And again, the guy turned around to me, and he smiled a little macho smile at me and said, sorry, we are closed. And then I got angry. And then I got out. I walked
outside.
Okay,
we're short on time now, so we got to get to the end of this.
I walked outside of the bar.
Yes.
I walked to the corner of the streets. I turned around at the bar, and I screamed at the top of my lungs.
Yes.
No! And then straight after that, two blocks of lights either way from me blinked out, and the whole place was dark. The whole street lights blanked out for two blocks from there. That's my story.
So you shouted the lights out?
It was the emotional anger inside me.
That blew out the lights. That's it. Okay, all right, all right. What do you guys think? Truth or trash?
I don't like it. Yeah, I think it's trash. Trash, trash.
Okay, that's Sharon?
Yes.
Trash. Okay, Lewis?
I think he lives in a sketchy neighborhood, and the bombs probably took out his life. So.
Yeah, okay. Diane?
Well, I would say that he was desperately needing a drink, if that really happened.
Sounded like it, yeah.
Trash.
Yeah, trash, okay. Ed?
I'm going to say trash. There's been specials on TV in the past about people that have the ability to do that. And I
know.
He's watched the money.
Saw it on TV. All right. Sorry, buddy. They think that's absolute trash, all four of them. Are you going to tell me it's true?
I'm going to tell you that this is definitely true. There was a power box next
okay,
to
it. Okay, that's all I need. Thank you. It's definitely true, huh? So the jury got it all wrong. You know what, though? I'm with the jury. This is somebody named NB, I believe. Hello. Is NB correct? Maybe not. Wait a minute, somebody's on hold here. This Skype is messing with me. NB, hello. Going once. Going twice. Gone. Let's start fresh and try with, my goodness, A-N-K-H, is that right?
Yeah, that's good enough, Art.
How do I pronounce that?
Let's go with Ankh. I've got a story I've been trying to tell you for about 2 or 3 weeks since
okay.
You started asking about September.
Okay.
So first an ALMAO to some of my friends out there. And about March of this year, I was walking outside of where I work, and I just look up in the sky, and it's kind of dark over in the distance. And, you know, I'm out there for a bit waiting for my bus, so I make a couple calls. And I turn back around, and there's this huge beam of light just coming down over this building in the distance. So, you know, it's weird, but I don't think anything of it, because, you know, weather's weird. Stuff happens like that. But about every 2 weeks since then, I've been having these visions at night. And it's nothing big and fantastic. It's just like I'm sitting in my room in the vision, watching the TV and
sir, how can a jury judge this?
Well, about as well as they can judge a cat falling from a tree, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, this is like a UFO sighting kind of, right?
Well, no, because the beam of light wasn't coming down; it was coming up from this building.
Okay.
So it's something you know, originating on the planet.
Okay.
Like a signal beam. So then, in these visions since then, I've been seeing things, and 2 weeks later, they've been on the TV.
I see.
So I am predicting the future through my visions of television broadcasts, and they have cut out exactly coinciding with the start of this, September.
All right, well, I'm ruling that one unjudgeable. I mean, you just... See, folks, you can't judge that kind of thing. I appreciate the effort, but there's no way to judge it. Hello, Barbara.
Yes, hi.
Hi, do you have a good story for us?
Yes, I do. Way back when, I used to go to Farmingdale College on Long Island.
Okay.
And they had a concert for the college, and me and my friend decided to go to it. It was the Kinks.
Oh, yes, but, I remember them.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, we decided to sneak in. So it was like 4 in the afternoon, 3 or 4 in the afternoon when we decided to do this. The concert was held in a gymnasium. So we go in there, and the bleachers are pulled down on one side of the room. And there's these guys sitting on the bleachers. They kind of look like English guys, you know?
Yes.
They had long hair. They were playing cards.
Okay.
So they asked me and my friend if we'd like to play cards with them. We were kind of shy, and we said no. And they said they were playing whisk. And we kind of thanked them, and we went and we sat down in one of the chairs, and we were embarrassed because we were sneaking into this concert. So we were in there like 2 or 3 hours waiting for the concert. Finally, it's time. People start coming in. We're sitting in the front row. The guys come out, the Kinks. It's the Roadies.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us this kind of, the lead singer kind of leaned forward, gave us a wink and a smile, and we were pretty humiliated because we didn't pay for the concert. That's my story.
That's it. So you That's snuck it. Into a concert.
Yes.
I'm not sure how they would judge that.
Well.
I guess we can try.
All right.
Sharon?
Well, thanks for your confession, Barbara, and I think it's a true story.
True. Okay.
Yes.
Lewis?
I think it's a true story. She sounds like a groupie.
it's a cruel jury. Diane?
I think it's a true story, and I hope you let us tell a story at the end as well.
Okay. Ed?
I'll say it's true.
True. All right. 4 say it's true. Is it true?
Yes.
All right. Well,
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you for the, that's one the jury got absolutely right. Let's try Peter. Hello, Peter.
Oh, yeah. Art.
Yes.
Perfect. My wife is here. She has a story for you, Art.
Your wife?
Yeah, Sherry.
Sherry.
Hi, yes. We're using his computer.
Okay.
Okay. So a number of years ago when I was at work, I had a lady come in off the street, and I don't know if you've ever experienced that, or those that have worked in an office, and somebody comes in and tries to sell you things off the street. So I ended up buying this cute little farm duck, and it was a stuffed animal, and when you tapped it on its head, it would play or quack out 3 different songs right in a row. Like quack, 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 like something fun. And then Frere Jacques. Quack,
yeah.
Quack, 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 quack. Anyway, so the whole idea was this stuffed animal would only quack out like 3 songs without separate notes. So I took this thing home for my children. I raised 2 boys,
right.
And they were teenage boys. And one day I had this thing in my son's room, my younger son's room, and I was vacuuming while the kids were at school, and this thing started quacking at me separate notes while I was about 10 feet away.
Hmm.
So that kind of freaked me out. I shut the vacuum cleaner off, ran downstairs, and the boys came home, and I was still shaking, and I said, this is what happened. We all went upstairs, and they were, of course, laughing and quite cynical about it, and we started asking it questions, and I said, okay, if this is for real, 1 quack for yes, 2 quacks for no, and the boys, of course, are laughing hysterically, and sure enough, within about 10 seconds of me asking the first question, are you related to one of our family members that has passed? And about 10 seconds later, through their hysteria and laughing, it quacked once for yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty freaky, and this carried on a few more questions. And at the end of the third or fourth question, that was enough for my boys. My younger son literally went over to the little stuffed animal, picked it up, and wrenched it across to the other side of the room, and it shattered, and a few little feathers came out.
Very smart child.
Yeah, so I ended up with a possessed stuffed animal in my home.
That's a good story. Hold on. All right, jury, you can ask questions or render a verdict. Sharon?
Well, Sherry, I think you're telling a true story, and I'd really like to hear you crack out that song again.
Yeah, it was good. Lewis?
A Ouija duck? I say yes, true story.
True story. Pretty scary. All right, Diane?
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with everyone else. I think it's a true story.
True story. Guys really buy into this stuff. All right, Ed?
I'm going to say it's a true story, but most likely a defective item.
Yeah, all right. All right, so is it truth or trash, caller?
That's an absolutely true story.
A true story. Can you quack it out once more for us?
You want all three songs?
Well, not all three, no. I just...
Quack, 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 quack.
That'll do. Thank you very much. All right. That was in the spirit of exactly what I want. Let's go to Frank. Wherever Frank is, it's your turn.
Yes, hello, Art Bell.
Hi.
I'm calling from Denver.
Excellent.
Any more room for jury members tonight? A little bit late for that?
No, I could form another jury, but I mean, I kind of like this jury. They have a sense of humor.
Well, hey, I tell you, I would contribute. I'm pretty fair, and I've heard paranormal stories.
You don't have to sell yourself as a juror. Do you have a story, though?
Yes, I actually do. So when I was about 18, I went to Deadwood out in South Dakota.
Oh, yes.
A family trip. And when I was out there, my parents decided to stay in this old casino type of hotel. And it was a very old place, and, you know, I grew up watching horror films and whatnot, so naturally I was a bit nervous, as I am right now. You know, once again, I'm a huge fan. I've been listening since I've been 6 years old. Wow.
And what, you're 90 now?
So, I'm there at the hotel, and I'm underage, so my parents go gambling, and they're like, well, you can go on up to the hotel and wait for us up there. So give me the key. I go up to the hotel, and our room's at the very end of this long hallway. And I'm walking down the hallway, have the key in my hand, and find the door. The key number matches the door, so I start to put the key into the door, turn it. It won't go in. And at the very same time...
All right, that's where you've got to stop your story. I've got a break,
sure.
Which I have to do, so let me take care of that, and we'll continue, and we'll do a pretty quick break on the other side. I like the jury. They have a sense of humor. I'm Art Bell, and this is Midnight in the Desert.
CC Skywave is the perfect ultra-compact travel radio you can take anywhere. Hi, this is Globetrotting Bob Crane here. By now, you all know I love radio. When I travel, I cringe thinking of a hotel radio. Not anymore with the CC Skywave. The Skywave has great audio for its size, but like all CC radios, the focus is reception. The Skywave has great reception on weak stations with precise tuning to pull in stations better. Also included is a NOAA weather band with alert, international shortwave, as well as the aviation band. Aviation allows you to listen to live, nearby pilots and air traffic control while traveling. CC earbuds are included, which sound great for voice and music. Join in on the listening fun. Order the CC Skywave for your next voyage and adventure.
To order the CC Skywave, call C. Crane now at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or at ccrane.com.
So did you hear what was talked about on the other side of midnight last night?
You didn't. So you say it airs too late at night? Well, that's no problem. Certainly listening to Richard C. Hoagland and his fascinating roundtable discussions with guests and callers is an enjoyable time to be had for sure. But I understand it can be too late at night for most people. Well, never fear, the internet is here. Recordings of every show are available in the Other Side of Midnight archives through a low-price monthly subscription to the show. Visit othersideofmidnight.com and click on the sign-up link and listen to the shows anytime for a bargain price of only $5 a month. Then you can get your daily fix of cool out-of-this-world programs that only RCH can deliver. Don't take a chance of missing out on great, old-style, long-form discussions of topics you really need to hear about. That's othersideofmidnight.com. Sign up tonight before you fall asleep again.
Trust you, but remember, the NSA, well, you know, to call the show, please dial 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
Well, there you have it. All right, let us bring back our caller. Hi there. You had a key in your hand, I believe, and we're headed for the door.
Yes, Art Bell, really quick, in case anyone's just now tuning in, very short recap. I was out in Deadwood. Stayed in an old hotel. I'm on a family vacation with my parents. So, yes, I'm in an old casino hotel. You know, my parents are gambling. They give me the key, and they say, hey, go on up to the room. You know, we'll be up there later. So I find the room number. It's at the very end of a very long hallway. And, you know, I have the key in my hand. It matches the room number. So I'm there with the key, and I insert it into the door. It's not going in. And at the same time, you know, I'm struggling trying to get it in. It's not going in. At the very end of the hallway, I look to my right at the very end of the hallway, and I see a bluish orb floating mid in the air, just kind of floating there, kind of moving almost like in a circular, but kind of like in a random type of way.
Yeah.
I'm feeling extremely fearful. I start nervously, you know, shaking, sweating. A million thoughts are shooting through my head. And, you know, then it just, in an instant, it just goes away. The second that it goes away, the key goes right into the door, and I get into the room.
Okay.
And once I got into the room, you know, I was so freaked out, I ran back downstairs and waited for my parents, and then I slept in the car that night.
Pretty interesting, but it's very hard for a jury to judge something like that. A blue orb.
Sure, yeah. It's maybe one of the jury members had a similar experience or, you know, something like that. So
I think that's
I
the only thing that's going
to
help you. All right, let me find out. Let's see who we've got here. We've got most of our jury left. I think we've got a new jury member from Kirkfield, Ontario. Is that correct?
That's correct, Art.
Okay. All right, so let's do it one at a time. Sharon, Blue Orb story, what do you think?
Frank, is it? Well, you're well spoken, well told. I'm going to say it's true.
Okay. Lewis.
I'm going to say he's telling the truth. It sounds like something that could happen.
Okay.
Some weird remote time.
I think we lost Diane, and so our new juror is
Terry.
Terry, and what do you think, Terry?
I like the way he delivered the story. It sounded very matter-of-factly, and he presented it very well. I bought it. I say it's true.
That's true. And who's left? Ed?
Yes, sir. I'm going to say trash. The part about him sleeping in the car is what broke it for me. So.
Gotcha.
Oh.
All right. Well, so
fair enough.
Now the truth, please.
Yes, absolutely true, 100%. as I said, I was about, 16, 17 when that happened. And
okay, good enough. I appreciate the answer. Thank you. And let's see if I can straighten everything out here. This has been tough tonight because I expected to do it sort of an opposite way from this. Nevertheless, let us proceed with Marvin. Hello, Marvin.
Hello, Mark.
Marvin, you sound very far away from your computer, and it's hard to hear you.
I'm using a headset.
Pardon me?
I'm using a headset.
Now you sound good, Marvin.
Okay. Well, I've got a story.
Okay.
Now, this happened about 13 years ago, and I had gotten sick with my doctor diagnosed me as having some kind of pneumonia.
Okay.
And after I had been home for about, 2 weeks or so, I went to bed, and then I guess I had kind of a dream or kind of a vision.
Okay, again, this is going to be very hard for people to judge.
But there is a real element to it.
All right.
And what happened was I saw strange robed figures, very tall, but they didn't really seem human. And they were playing some kind of game using stones with symbols carved on them.
Yes.
And there was a giant octagonal kind of, board on the floor wherever they were at. And they were playing this game, and I was watching them do it, and they were moving these stones. But gradually, the symbols on them turned to characters I could recognize, just plain English text. And it said, "You shall not die here." And I woke up from that dream, and I wasn't really sure what it was about. But the next day, my illness got worse. And my parents actually drove me to the hospital. And it was at Beaumont Hospital. And the lobby in that hospital, when I looked up at the ceiling from the wheelchair they had me in, that ceiling, and I'd never been there before, but that ceiling was, the room was roughly octagonally shaped and had black and white tiles. And looking up at that, I felt a lot better. I felt like I was in the right place. And I was in that hospital for actually a whole month and actually underwent a lung surgery there, which still frightened me nonetheless, but I felt that I had something going for me, and I actually pulled through.
What was wrong with you? Why did you need lung surgery?
I had too much fluid in my lungs.
That'll
they actually put a chest tube in.
And so your dream was you'd be okay, and the answer was you were okay.
Yes.
After a month
and
in the hospital.
And I connected what I saw in that dream with what I saw in that lobby on the ceiling.
Okay. All right. Jury, any questions?
Well, it's me, Sharon. I'm getting a little bit of static, Art, but I was going to say I've had pneumonia myself, but haven't had that. I'm glad that you're with us still. I don't know what to say. I'll just say I'm sure it's true.
Okay. Lewis?
Sounds like the good stuff kicked in, so I'm going to say it's true.
Terry?
I have concerns about his oxygen level through his brain at the time. I'm going to call trash.
Trash, okay. Ed?
I'll say it's true, but I'm sure it was a hallucination.
Well, okay. All right. So what say you, caller?
Truth? From my perspective, at least, it did happen. And I've
okay, so you're saying it's true.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the call, and take care. From your perspective, it happened. Interesting. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Art. How's it going?
It's going well. Do you have a story?
Hello, jury. I've got
hello,
a nice
Scott.
Story for you.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. 1973, I got my first job in radio.
Mm-hmm.
I was at it for several months and was driving in to do the morning shift, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., and about 10 minutes before I got to the station, the radio went dead. And I checked the radio, and all the other stations were coming in okay. So I switch back to our station, still nothing. So, like I say, I'm 10 minutes out from the station. I pull into the little parking lot, go into the building, and there lying in the hallway is the overnight guy, dead.
Oh, my God.
So, self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Uh-huh.
And I walk into the studio to pick up the phone and call the cops, and I look down on the desk at the program log and the final entry, which coincided with the time the radio went dead, was suicide.
Oof. Wow. What a story. Holy mackerel, Scott. All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere, Scott. My goodness, what a story. Dead DJ, big time. Sharon?
Well, I can't relate like you can, Art, but I'll say that's a true one.
True one. All right. Lewis?
I'll say it's a true story just because crazy things have been happening with personalities and stuff like that. So, yes, true.
They have, and very recently, too. Terry?
Yep. I'd like to ask Scott a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Scott, what is an Arbitron?
Arbitron is a company in, I think, Hyattsville or Beltsville, Maryland, that does the ratings for radio stations.
Good one. All right. Terry?
Okay, I'll say true.
Okay. And finally, Ed.
I'm going to say trash, because I would find it hard to believe there's no other people in the building at the time.
Well, no, wait a minute. It was the overnight guy. All right, well, anyway, trash it is. All right, Scott, time for the truth.
Well, Art and three-quarters of the panel, I am happy to say I got you guys, but not the last guy. strangely enough, actually, the station was about 40 miles outside of D.C. in the burbs back in 73, so there wouldn't have been anybody overnights. But that story actually did happen at another place.
Well, that's all right. You're allowed to lie. That's the whole point of this thing.
I'd spring it on you guys, and I was three-quarters of the way successful.
You were. Thank you very much. We're going to break here, and then we'll come back to our jury and our stories. You know, I actually bought that one. I could kind of see that happen. Anyway, this is Midnight in the Desert. Stay right there.
Filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult to remove contaminants, such as viruses. We have good news for you. You can upgrade your slow flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they are interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. Remarkably, you could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call the Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about our specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Ever get that feeling you're being watched online? Well, you are. What can you do about it? The answer is simple. Secure and encrypt your internet connection. How are you going to do that? Again, the answer is simple with ProXPN.com. ProXPN is easy to use and works on both PC and Mac. With ProXPN, you can torrent with complete anonymity and bypass regional blocks on sites such as Netflix. ProXPN also works with your iOS or Android device. And best of all, ProXPN has zero logging. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no record of your online activity. And as a benefit to you, the listener, ProXPN is offering 50% off the life of your membership simply by using the coupon code BELL50 at checkout. So head on over to proxpn.com and use the coupon code BELL50, that's B-E-L-L and the number 50, to enjoy 50% off the life of your membership and start securing your internet today.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
Strike 12, and Midnight in the Desert is pounding packets your way on the Dark Matter Digital Network. To call the show, please direct your finger digits to dial 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
By the way, I'm sorry, we lost one of our jury members earlier. She wanted to tell a story, so she probably split, I think it was Diane, to try and tell a story instead. So if I see Diane calling, I'll try and get her as quickly as I can. In the meantime, let's give a shot. Let's try Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Art. I'm calling from Washington, D.C. I got a story for you.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
My first wife and I, we lived in a house on top of the hill next to Arlington Cemetery here.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some nights when she seemed to be harassed by these unseen energies. She would, like, sit up in bed and swat at them and yell at them.
Right.
And it was a fairly common occurrence. Then one night, just after I'd gone to bed, she was already asleep. She sat up, started yelling at them, swatting at them like that. And she was completely unresponsive to me. I couldn't get her to stop or you know, acknowledge me or anything.
You couldn't see a thing.
I didn't see a thing.
All right.
So that evening, I'd been reading a book that offered techniques for protecting yourself from malevolent energies.
Mm-hmm.
And the author spoke of visualizing a white light and surrounding yourself with it and expanding it to push these things away.
Heard about that?
Yep. So I closed my eyes and I started the process. I started to visualize the white light. And when I felt that I was surrounded with that, I expanded it to surround the entire bed. And then I further increased it to engulf the entire house. And it was at precisely this point, she turns at me and grabs my arm and yells, "What did you do?" I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "You put something around the house."
Really?
I almost had a heart attack.
Yes.
I was doing this only in my mind. I had never mentioned the technique to her at all before.
Wow.
And the next day she had no recollection of what had happened.
Oh my God. What a story. All right. I like the story. Jury, what do you all think of it? Sharon?
Oh, that one gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
I will say, considering that I was bamboozled the last time, okay, I'm going to say it's true.
It's true. All right. Lewis?
I'm going to say it's true as well.
All right. That's two. Terry?
There's just a little bit too much coincidence in the whole story. I'm going to say trash.
All right. So splitting. And Ed?
I'll say true.
True.
Since Arlington was originally owned by Robert E. Lee, it might have been the ghost of the Confederate soldiers being pissed off or something, I guess. So I'll say true.
All right. All right. So there you have it. One, two, three truths. What's the absolute truth, please?
Art, I've been wanting to tell you this story on the air for close to 20 years now. It's absolutely true.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, no matter how you look at it, it's a cool story. you were doing that in your mind, and what a story. Excellent. All right, let's go to, I think it's Jim, if he's there. Are you there, Jim? No, he's not. Let's go to Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from the land of the midnight sun in Anchorage, Alaska.
Way up north.
Yep, and my story is this. So when I was 16 or 17, I lived with my mom and dad along with my my whole family. My older sister used to get really bad nightmares, mm-hmm. and she used to sleepwalk very, very bad.
Right.
She would have dreams that she was at work, she would act out her work. She was even like a pirate queen one time, and she was shouting, "Burn them all," and laughing maniacally. But but one night, she was on our love seat, crouching, because we were trying to get her to, you know, calm down. And she jumped 20 feet from the middle of the room up onto this professional speaker system that we had.
20 feet?
Yep.
My God.
Straight up.
To a speaker system.
Yep. It wasn't straight up. It was over and up.
Over and up, but a total of 20 feet.
The speaker system was about... Yeah, it was crazy. The speaker system was about five feet off the ground. So she was up and over.
Good thing you didn't have surround sound. So that's a true story. You're telling me that's a true story, right? How do you think the jury will see that? A 20-foot jump is like superhuman.
That story is actually not true. It was only 10 feet. Huh. But it was pretty impressive.
You shouldn't have told me that. You just spoiled. We didn't even check with the jury yet.
Oh.
Even a 10-foot jump is pretty outstandingly crazy. What do you guys think?
Rob, I have a question for you.
All right.
Your sister, you said, slept walk a lot. So you said just a moment ago you're trying to get her to calm down. I thought you weren't supposed to disturb someone when they're sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, but we were really afraid that she was going to hurt herself, because there was a couple times she was, like, heading to work, and she grabbed her keys and was starting to go out the door. So we were mainly just trying to keep her corralled.
And she actually jumped 10 feet.
It was 10 feet.
I will say, Rob, I'm going to say it's trash.
Trash. Okay, Sharon, I'm not buying that one. Lewis?
I'm going to say trash because, I mean, no one can jump 10 feet. No one.
That's right. Terry?
Rob, it sounds like nobody had a measuring tape that night. Can't quite decide. I'm going to have to say trash.
Trash. All right. That's three trash. And Ed?
Quick question. How many stories was the home you lived in?
Just one.
It was just a one story. I'm going to say trash as well.
All right. Thoroughly, completely trashed. Now, the real truth is or isn't 10 feet.
It was 10 feet over. She jumped. It was the weirdest thing that I have ever seen. And she landed right on top of the speaker and perched there. It was one of the craziest things I've seen in my life.
For real true, huh?
For real true.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much for the call and the story. I, too, had a sister that sleepwalked, and while you're not supposed to wake them up, indeed, they can do damage. I mean, something bad can happen, so I kind of get it, but 10 feet up onto a speaker, holy moly. Let's try, I think it's Mike, is that right?
That's correct, Art.
Hello, Mike. Do you have a story?
I do.
Good.
8 years ago, I had a cyst, and it was, let's say...
Where?
Unmentionable reason.
It was in a what?
Unmentionable reason.
Okay, a cyst in a bad place. Yeah, we get it.
Okay. They're called pilonidal cysts,
How big was this cyst?
Oh, about the size of three thumbs.
That's a big cyst.
I couldn't sit down. I couldn't sleep. And I went and had it removed.
Uh-huh.
I woke up from anesthesia.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor came in and said, "Well, we got some news for you. he said they got it all, and it all was good, but they found teeth, hair.
Oh my God.
And a small bit of brain matter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
For real, huh? Okay. For real. All right.
I'm not finished yet.
Okay, go ahead.
We did some DNA testing on it.
Yes.
And found out it was my twin.
Boy, we had one other story like this, sort of.
And we actually had it buried in the family plot.
Oh my God.
It was horrible.
Yeah. It. Right. All right. I don't know what to do with that story. Jury. Good luck with this one.
Gross.
I want to know is how long has this been on you, or were you living with this?
How long had it been there? Yes.
Yes.
Well, it didn't really start bothering me until, you know, it was a couple months where it really got really bad. But, I mean, I'm guessing it had been in there since I was born.
Okay.
You wouldn't notice it, like, prior to it beginning to hurt you, you didn't notice it at all prior to this pain?
Honestly, I thought it was just part of my tailbone.
Yeah.
Part of your tailbone.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say true.
Okay. Lewis?
I'm going to say that it's true. It could happen.
I hate to think of teeth in there, though. All right, well, Terry?
Well, he does have the cyst in the right location. It would be at the tailbone. I'm just trying to decide if the rest of it is true. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
True. All right, Ed?
True.
Well, I will say trash because I've also had a polynodal cyst in that same exact spot, and they are started by ingrown hairs, not twins. So.
All right, let's find out what's for real and what's not. Mike, it's time for the truth.
Oh, no.
It is so much trash.
It's trash?
It's trash.
See, but you know how to lie, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
You got him.
Liar.
Good on you, Ed. Good on you.
All right, everybody, hold on. We might have time to do... let's go here. Hello there. Ryan, I believe.
Hey, Art. How's it going?
It's going well, Ryan. Where are you?
I'm in Mount Pleasant, North Carolina.
Excellent. Okay, well, the jury listens.
Okay. About 20 years ago, I lived in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm a musician, but I was working in a sign shop at the time. And this guy walked in one day, and he asked, how big can you make signs? And, I mean, that's a really general question. I'm like, well, I don't know. How big you need to make it?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, well, I've got kind of an odd request. I said, okay, well, what is it? He says, I want to communicate with aliens.
Huh.
And I want to make some symbols that'll go on the side of a mountain. And he had my attention immediately.
I'm sure.
And I'm like, okay, well, I gave him a couple of suggestions. I was like, look, man, you know, if you're, you know, really wanting to do this, we can come up with a way to make it happen. How big do you want to go? And he's like, well, I was thinking 100-150 feet per character.
Right.
And I'm like, well, what kind of characters are you going to make to communicate with aliens?
Right.
And he's like, well, I've got some symbols.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, fair enough. And, you know, I couldn't spend that much time with it. So we talked a little more about how we would actually fabricate these things. He thanked me and went on his way. And over the years, you know, I've thought about it here, there, and, you know, just briefly it'll pop into my head and whatnot. Well, the more I think about it, I remember what the guy sounded like. I remember what the guy looked like. I think it was Dr. Stephen Greer.
Oh, really? Dr. Stephen Greer, we interview from time to time here.
Exactly. He's from North Carolina.
Right.
He was going to do this in the Appalachian Mountains.
Cool. Might be something Dr. Greer would have done, too.
And, yeah, I mean, it sounds like the kind of thing he would do.
It really does. You've seen photographs of Dr. Greer since, I presume.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
so are you suggesting to us that it was, in fact, Dr. Greer?
I think so.
All right, hold it right there. We will come back to you after the break, okay? That's an amazing story. Don't hang up. Just stay there, Mark. This is Midnight in the Desert.
Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. A YouTube video is claiming to show a UFO in Brazil causing a lightning storm over Rio de Janeiro. They claim this is a cloaked UFO and is invisible until lightning strikes along its side. UFOs are often seen near storms and are sometimes the cause of such storms, they say. They can also cause tornadoes and other odd weather phenomena like golf ball-sized hailstones. If there's a big storm coming, set up a camera to record some video outside under a roof. You may catch the next UFO sighting. Tell us what you see in this video. We've posted it for you at darkmatternews.com. Evolutionary biologist Simon Conway Morris has shared his belief that aliens are real and they look just like us, noting how interesting it is that we have yet to find or come into contact with human-like beings given the number of Earth-like planets we have discovered so far. Professor Morris is best known for his study on the Cambrian explosion, which saw a sudden evolutionary burst of complex animal life occur around 542 million years ago. Morris, a man of both religion and science, has also been challenging popular scientific theories with an open mind for quite some time. He feels that many theories, when pulled together, can help explain how we all got here, but on their own paint only an incomplete picture. Are his theories something to be taken seriously, or is he off in the left field? Given the amount of research that's gone into the subject over the years, enough evidence, case studies, and experiences have been documented to suggest it's not at all unreasonable to believe that aliens not only exist, but that they could be among us already.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860. 800-733-6860.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860. 800-733-6860.
Well, first came the outsourcing of legal work, once done by U.S. lawyers to cheaper foreign counterparts. Now it appears would-be big law associates may also have to compete with artificial intelligent applications in the foreseeable future. Mega firm Dentons and some major U.S. law firms have agreed to train Ross, a so-called artificial intelligent attorney developed by students at the University of Toronto in U.S. bankruptcy law. Using IBM's Watson computer, which made headlines as a winning contestant on the TV show Jeopardy in 2011, Ross scans documents and case law and offers answers to legal research questions. Although still under development, what we are seeing is Ross grasping and understanding legal concepts and learning based on the questions and also getting user feedback, just like a human. It's getting its experience in a law firm and being able to learn and get better. Once Ross masters bankruptcy law, the plan is to expand the machine's training into other practice areas. Although the app won't be able to handle the most complex legal problems, it is foreseeable that Ross will be able to perform routine legal research tasks at a lower cost than real attorneys.
Well, Natural News has put out an interesting report this week. They say that they've come across new forensic evidence that the JFK autopsy bullet fragment X-ray was faked and physically impossible. Jim Morris is the author of numerous eye-opening books, including his latest book, Population Control, How Corporate Owners Are Killing Us. His story reveals the stunning revelation that the infamous bullet fragment, the X-ray that was used to frame Lee Harvey Oswald, was completely fake. This story comes on the heels of a massive wave of recent stories revealing how the FBI's forensic evidence scientists have faked hair analysis evidence for decades. He says they've recently found that the bullet fragment was in the X-ray image was superimposed sometime after JFK's autopsy. Such tampering with official evidence could not have been accomplished without the knowledge of high-level federal officials, and if so, that adds considerable weight to the claims of government cover-up in that tragic event. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.
Ever get that feeling you're being watched online? Well, you are. What can you do about it? The answer is simple. Secure and encrypt your internet connection. How are you going to do that? Again, the answer is simple, with ProXPN.com. ProXPN is easy to use and works on both PC and Mac. With ProXPN, you can torrent with complete anonymity and bypass regional blocks on sites such as Netflix. ProXPN also works with your iOS or Android device. And best of all, ProXPN has zero logging. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no record of your online activity. And as a benefit to you, the listener, ProXPN is offering 50% off the life of your membership simply by using the coupon code BELL50 at checkout. So head on over to ProXPN.com and use the coupon code BELL50, that's B-E-L-L and the number 50, to enjoy 50% off the life of your membership and start securing your internet today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime and anywhere while traveling, during outdoor activities, and during unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. The revolutionary Berkey Life System removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, harmful or unwanted chemicals, and reduces unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Life System provides up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day. Moreover, the system can be upgraded to produce up to 192 gallons per day. Also get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters that last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters at $297 value for only $262 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for the Art Bell Special. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sequence with Art Bell. Please coordinate your phalanges and call 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
Technology. Okay, so unfortunately, unless he calls back, we lost Ryan. I'm sorry about that, Ryan. Although, it sounded as though... There's Ryan. There's Ryan Good. Hello, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
I'm back.
Good. All right, judgment time. And it's a pretty cool story, actually. Sharon, what do you think? Could that have been the real thing?
Well, I think, Art, by your response, I'm going by how you responded with
really?
Almost delight learning who this person was.
Well, my delight was just thinking about the possibility, because it's really something that he might have done.
True. I'm going to say true.
True. Okay. All right. So she's going by what I said. Lewis?
I'm going to say true as well, just because that the guy, I heard the interview, and it sounds like something he'd do.
It does. Terry?
It does. Kind of weird.
Okay, I think this is a masterfully constructed lie.
Okay.
He's crafted it so well, and he's got you to buy in on it, kind of on a personal level.
Yeah, you're right.
You might know, and everything. I'm gonna say trash.
Okay, all right, you've said it, Ed.
I'm gonna say trash as well, because I would have been like, sure, I can build you anything you want. Here's my price.
All right. Well, then that splits the jury right down the middle. So Ryan, the truth, please.
I swear to God, it happened.
It. Okay.
Oh,
with a caveat.
Yes.
It was 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen his movie. I've seen some clips of him on YouTube.
Yes.
It could be my brain.
All right. All right. Well, look, I'll settle this once and for all, because I'm going to have him on the show, and I will ask him, okay?
Please do. All right. That'd be great.
All right. All right. Jury, thank you. Hold on, jury. And we will get back to you. In the meantime, I think we will go to Amy. Are you there?
Hi, Art. It's Amy. It's the Haunted Skeptic. How are you?
I'm fine. Fine, Amy. Do you have a story for us?
Yes, I do. I get really nervous thinking about this story because it happened about 5 years ago.
Okay.
I was out on a road trip with my girlfriend. We were doing this great American road trip through the Southwest. It was wonderful, brilliant. But we were on our way back home, and we were taking this route through West Texas, and we had some car trouble. Hmm. So it was getting late. It was really late in the day, and as you probably know, it's like there's no cellular reception out there in West Texas in a lot of places. It's really spotty.
Right. Every time, even in movies, when people get in trouble and monsters and bad people come, there's never cell reception. Never.
I know, right? Well, I've driven plenty of places. I am a road trip queen. I love my road trips. I've hardly ever had like any issues going out on road trips or anything. But
gotcha.
Back to the story. Started having some car trouble, and we had like no cellular reception, and it was around the end of the day, but I had remembered passing like this house about maybe a mile or so back.
Mm-hmm.
And so after walking for a little bit, we came upon this I guess it was like a farmhouse. So we knocked on the door and we asked if we could use the phone, and this guy answers, and he just tells us he's like a caretaker there for the owner, but they didn't actually have a phone there. So it was getting late, but he said that we could go ahead and stay overnight, and he promised to drive us to the nearest town the next morning, which was probably about maybe 50 miles away. So what could we do? We said, okay, it was better than sleeping in the car.
Sure.
So it was totally weird, though. The guy had, like, no food. We just sat there maybe for the better part of an hour, and he just stared at us, like, before he offered to let us go ahead and sleep in, like, one of the guest rooms or something. And so I decided, okay, well, I'm getting tired. I don't want to just sit there and stare at this guy anymore for the rest of the night.
Okay.
So I went off to get changed, and I had this really funny feeling. And I just kind of out of the corner of my eye, I glanced out the window, and I noticed the guy was peeking in on me from the outside.
Hmm.
And I did not want to say anything. I didn't want to act startled or anything. I just kind of turned around slowly. I was going to go and get my girlfriend. I think she was, like, outside looking for a dog or something. She'd let her dog out because we'd had it on the trip too. But then I turned around, and like, there he was. He was right there in front of my face. And so I was thinking, how in the world is this possible? And then he started talking like really nice to me. And so I just kind of pushed past him, and I decided, okay, well, I'm going to go and find my girlfriend. And so she's probably outside with her dog, and
What was he saying? Like, I really like you. You're really nice girl.
it was actually kind of like that. I mean, he was talking about my hair and everything, and
okay.
it was really weird. And
okay,
was already,
so
like,
we got to get to the end of it. So what happened?
Okay, so getting to the end of it, I went outside and I was looking for my girlfriend. I see this light kind of out in this field back behind the house. And I don't see her anywhere, don't hear the dog. So I decided, okay, well, maybe there's like another house or something over there. Maybe she went to go and talk to somebody else with a phone. So I walked over the slide, and turns out it's like this giant bonfire. And so I approach like this area, this whole area, and I just see nothing but like maybe it was like maybe 8 women out there fighting in nightgowns. It was just so strange.
Yeah.
It was the strangest thing. It was like they were in some sort of makeshift temple or something.
Got it.
And then I heard this really loud growl. It's like nothing I have ever heard in my life.
Yes.
And then I turned around again, and I saw this guy. He was this really dark figure. He was really tall, dark figure. He was dressed in these robes, these black robes. And I was just really freaked out about that. And so I ran straight back to the house. I found my girlfriend. She was there. She had not found her dog yet. But she told me, yeah, that she had met the women out there, and they said that they were like the wives of like the sky. And I was like, wives? So this is like some strange like polygamous cult thing going on. I don't know. I have no idea. We decided that we were just going to get out of there. And we thought we'd heard her dog like a little bit further down the road.
Okay, we're about out of time here, so real quick.
Okay, but real quick, we walked down the road. Eventually, a cop car drove past. He picked us up, and we told him everything that had happened. And he basically said that nobody had lived there for the better part of a decade after like these two vacationers were found dead there. And we never found my girlfriend's dog. It just went completely missing.
That's a hell of a story. All right, let's go to the jury. Sharon?
I don't know what to, Amy, you spin quite the yarn. I'm going to say it's trash.
Trash. All right, that's one. Lewis?
I've lived in, unfortunately lived in Texas and driven through West Texas, and there are some weird things like that out there and weird people. So I'm going to say it's absolutely true because that's something that would happen in Texas.
Oh, my God.
Rap on Texas. Terry?
I think this is straight out of Rod Serling and Night Gallery, so I'm going to say trash.
Trash, okay. And Ed?
I'm going to say trash as well because I'd rather sleep in my car and than a strange home with no phone. So.
All right, that's 3 trashes and a true. What's the... Give us a straight scoop, Amy.
Okay, so the straight scoop is, that's just a variation on a really old B-movie called Manos, the Hands of Fate.
B-movie is right.
Whatever.
I knew it.
Like
I knew
one of the worst movies of all time.
I told you, man, when there was no cell service, I knew it. All right. Thank you, Amy. And this is one where you can make up what you want to make up. It's just fine. Let's go to Mark. Hello, Mark. Going once, Mark. Going twice. Gone. Looks like it's going to be Richard. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Art.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine. Do you have a story, Richard?
Oh, I do, Art.
All right, turn your radio device, whatever, down, off.
I'm going to turn the amp off, Art.
Yes,
do
that.
The amp's off.
Yes, okay, good. Got a story?
Yes, I do, Art.
Go ahead.
First of all, can I just say, before I start my story, to my stepkids and to my grandchildren in Texas, I love you. And can I also say to everyone at Belgob, I love you too.
Okay.
And
where are you, by the way?
Traveler, please sign up. It will cost you £3.50 sterling, £4.40 euro. You will get the best entertainment you have ever got. Please, please, please sign up and keep this man on the radio.
All right. Thank you. That's very kind, Richard. Now, your story.
Well, Art, here's the story. Until I was 14, I did not realize that my parents weren't my parents.
Wow.
They were my grandparents. So, a lot of your people won't know who this person even is. But back in the day, I was terrified by a guy called Frankenstein in the old black and white movies.
Oh, yeah.
A guy called Boris Karloff.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go to England from Northern Ireland, and I used to go to England, and I used to see a man who I thought was my brother, but he wasn't my brother, he was actually my father. I didn't realize this, but my father had been a stage hypnotist. And one day he said to me, let's go, we're going to go and have lunch with a man and his name is Bill Pratt, and we're going to go and have lunch with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out and we had lunch, and I'll never forget the woman that served me the what he called. She was the most beautiful of women, not in a playboy sense, but her skin was perfection. Or never forget it. I never forget the smell. And she served us a little trays, trays of fish pie.
Okay, and the story is?
Well, I was terrified by this guy called Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to me, he says, Richard, this is Bill. This is Bill. And I says, oh, I says, hello, Bill. And I shook his hand. I never forget it. And he took me out into his room. He says, come on. He says, Bill's going to show you who he is. Bill Pratt was Boris Karloff.
It was a real Boris Karloff?
It was Boris Karloff. It was Frankenstein. And I never forgot that day. And I was never afraid again, Art. I was never afraid again.
So you met the real Frankenstein?
I met Bill Pratt, and I met... I was never terrified after that. Every time I seen Frankenstein after that, I looked at the black and white movies.
Got it.
And I thought, wow, that's fantastic.
All right. True story, jury? What do you think?
You softened my heart. I think it's that Irish accent.
Yes.
And I could just sit and listen to you all night, but I'm going to say it's not true.
Okay, Trash. And Steve?
Trash.
Lewis, I'm sorry. Trash, okay.
I'm sorry, Trash.
Two Trash, all right. Terry?
It's a little too convoluted. I'm going to say Trash.
Trash. All right. Ed?
Quick question for Richard. What year around did this happen?
This happened in 1974.
Okay, well, Boris Karloff died in 1969, so it's Trash.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm afraid you lost that one, buddy. But we appreciate your attempt anyway. It was good. And that was a good catch there. Very good catch, jury. All right. Do we have time for more? I think we do. Let's try Andy. Hello there, Andy, from somewhere. No.
Hey, how's it going, Art?
Okay, I can sort of just barely hear you, Andy. Not a good connection.
I've got my mic right up to my mouth. Still can't hear me?
No, not a good connection. I can hear you, but it's not a good connection for a story. So you might want to repair that and get back to us. Jacob, we're going to give you a try. Hello, Jacob.
Hello.
Hello.
And good evening to the jury as well. I was calling because I wanted to tell a story about them.
All right, you're going to have to get good and close to your mic there.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
What are you using?
It's on my webcam, but it's...
Okay, here's what you do. Here's what you do, and everybody hear this. Pick the webcam up with your hand and talk into it like a mic.
That's what I had been doing.
Okay.
Okay, so can I go with my story
Yes,
now?
You may.
All right, so my cat has me trained, basically. She'll jump into my windowsill at night when she wants to come in and, like, slap the window, and I'll go out and get her. But one night it was pretty foggy outside, so I couldn't really see, and I heard the knocking. So I was going on my way out to get her, and I saw a room with a light on, and I went to turn it off because I figured my brothers had left it on when they went to bed, but my cat was in there sleeping, and I ended up not going outside at all.
Okay.
And that's the whole story.
That's the story. Well, I'm not even going to submit that one. Thank you for the attempt, but very quickly, Joe, do you have a story?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay. Yeah, back in about 2001, I was looking at a photo map.
Okay, your audio is not good, buddy.
Can you hear me now?
A little better. I don't know. What are you using?
It's an Android phone.
An Android phone. Are you speakerphone or what?
How's that?
Oh, God, much better.
Okay. Yeah, back in 2001, I was working at a photo mat in North Carolina inside of a Target. It was like a Kodak booth, you know?
Right.
And there'd be this arson investigator that would come in and, you know, maybe a couple times a week he would have photos developed of different fire scenes he was investigating.
Right.
And he, you know, the work he did was kind of interesting. So when his photos popped out of the developing machine, I would look at them kind of closely.
Very quickly, because the show is ending on us here. So,
anyways, I pointed out this little, like, burnt can that was in one of the photos, and he said he hadn't noticed it. And he went back to that place, investigated it again.
Right.
Basically, I solved an arson case by looking at a photograph.
Holy mackerel. Congratulations. That is quite a story. All right, jury, that's a good one. What do you think? Sharon?
I'd say true.
True? Lewis?
I'm going to say true as well.
Really? Okay. Let's see. Who have we got left? We've got Ed left. And what do you say, Ed?
I'll say true.
True.
And Terry here, Art, I'll say true.
Okay. Terry, listen, I want to take a moment. Well, first, let's find out. Is it a true story or not?
No, it's completely false. I did see it.
Oh.
I saw a dick and rock thing, but I can't talk about that because I don't want to get sued. So.
You tore him up, man. Good job.
Good one.
Yep, thank you very much. And jury, I want to thank you for your service. I mean, you've been overwhelmingly good, all of you. So.
Oh, thank you, Arthur.
Thank you.
Everybody have a good night. Everybody have a good weekend, all right?
Dark Matter.
Later, everybody. God, that was fun. All right. Solved an arson crime. Totally false. Blew them all away. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell. Good night.
Of a good radio, why not get the best in reception and audio? If you couldn't tell by now, this is Bob from C. Crane. The CC Radio 2E is our very best AM and FM radio. With the 2E, you can hear your favorite station better. We found the most difficult part in building a radio is perfecting reception. The 2E brings stations in clear and can knock out interference from other sources. The sound from the 2E is impeccable. The audio can be adjusted for an accurate voice and also a rich musical performance. If the radio you're currently listening to has a hard time getting your station, or it's just time for a new one, I invite you to try the CC Radio 2E, which has the power and strength to bring the signal in better. We've been in the business for over 30 years because radio is wonderful.
To order the CC Radio 2E, call C Crane now at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit ccrane.com.
So did you hear what was talked about on the other side of midnight last night? You didn't. So you say it airs too late at night? Well, that's no problem. Certainly listening to Richard C. Hoagland and his fascinating roundtable discussions with guests and callers is an enjoyable time to be had for sure. But I understand it can be too late at night for most people. Well, never fear, the internet is here. Recordings of every show are available in the Other Side of Midnight archives through a low-price monthly subscription to the show. Visit OtherSideOfMidnight.com and click on the sign-up link and listen to the shows anytime for a bargain price of only $5 a month. Then you can get your daily fix of cool out-of-this-world programs that only RCH can deliver. Don't take a chance of missing out on great, old-style, long-form discussions of topics you really need to hear about. That's OtherSideOfMidnight.com. Sign up tonight before you fall asleep again.
Attention Dark Matter Radio listeners. Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to every minute of the Dark Matter Radio Network by calling 605-562-4444? No smartphone, app, or internet is needed. Saves your data plan and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Dial 605-562-4444 to listen to the Dark Matter Radio Network on any phone, anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to the Dark Matter Radio Network.